This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليدبروا آياته وليتذكر أولو الألباب.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My brothers and sisters, Allah created us. And everything we have is from Allah. We say this and we know this because ultimately we're going to return to Allah Almighty. If you take a look at Surah Ash-Shu'ara, where Allah Almighty makes mention of several prophets and speaks about some aspects of their lives and some of their statements, you will learn something amazing. You know, we are taught to connect with Allah. And sometimes because of what's going on around us, we are reminded to reconnect with Allah. And we reconnect with revelation. We reconnect with a lot of what we're supposed to be doing and we have not been doing in the way we should be doing it. So Allah Almighty reminds us of many of these things. You know, the Prophet Ibrahim, may peace be upon him, was threatened by his father. And he was told, we're going to throw you into the fire. We're going to expel you from our community. And a lot of these things were executed. But Ibrahim alayhi salam showed no fear. He knew. He says, do you know what? I fear the Lord of the worlds. Who is he? Who is Rabbul Alameen? So he explains this beautifully in verse number 78 of Surah Ash-Shu'ara, where he says, الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي فَهُوَ يَهْدِينَ. The one who created me, so he is the one who will guide me. The one who created me and guides me. My brothers, my sisters, we seek the guidance of Allah. He made us. Keep on asking him for guidance because you don't know which way your life is going to turn. The brains we've been given are definitely from Allah, but he expects us to look into revelation and ponder over the verses very deeply and think about them. Don't just tell yourself this is contradictory and this thing is not valid and so on. Think very carefully. This is from your maker. Ponder over it. Do you know what? You would be wrong in all cases if you were to think that within revelation there is contradiction. Subhanallah. As a believer, that's what it is. Obviously, those who don't believe would not even see the light. They would find contradiction even where there isn't contradiction. Subhanallah. So as a believer, you know that what comes first is what Allah has said. Look at Ibrahim, a young boy. And he says, Rabbul Alameen, who is the Lord of the world? He's the one who made me. He's the one who is guiding me, shall guide me. And I will follow his guidance. We ask Allah, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, guide us to the straight path so many times a day. And we should be doing so because that's how we will earn the guidance of Allah Almighty. Then he says, والذي هو يطعمني ويسقين. It is he who feeds me and it is he who quenches my thirst. So your food and drink is from Allah. You're convinced, so am I. Subhanallah. We are believers. Allah grants us and provides for us the food and the drink. He makes it palatable. He makes us able to eat and for it to go down into our digestive systems and to be of benefit to our bodies. He makes it easy for us to drink the water. Some people can't drink, but Allah is the one who gave us food and drink and the ability to consume that. So that is Allah. وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُطُعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. And when I become sick or if I become ill, it is he who cures me. Allah is the owner of cure. He is the giver of your food and drink. He is the giver of guidance. None guides except he who is guided by Allah. No one will ever be guided unless Allah has guided them. And subhanallah, nobody can help themselves from misguidance if they are not rightly guided by Allah. Similarly, the quenching of your thirst, the food and the drink is from Allah. Your clothing is from Allah. All of that is mentioned even by the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, where he says that Allah Almighty says, Ya Ibadi, Allah says, O my worshippers, Kullukum dallun illa man hadaytuhu fastahduni ahdikum. All of you are astray besides the ones whom I have guided. So seek guidance from me and I will guide you. Ya ibadi, kullukum arin illa man kasawtuhu fastaksuni aksikum. All of you are naked, you are unclothed, besides those whom I have granted clothing to. So seek from me and I will clothe you. That's what Allah says. Allah says, kullukum ja'i'un illa man at'amtuhu fastat'imuni ut'imkum. All of you are hungry. You don't have food except those whom I have provided food for. So ask me and I will give you. May Allah give us food and drink. May Allah give us guidance and good health. May Allah give us goodness in every way. So that hadith Qudsi, which means a hadith where the Prophet, peace be upon him, is mentioning what Allah had said, that is a powerful narration which backs up what Ibrahim alayhi salam is saying. This verse of the Quran, which means it confirms it. So Ibrahim alayhi salam is saying that he is the one who feeds me, he is the one who quenches my thirst when I am sick and ill, he is the one who grants me cure. So does that mean I should just sit back, relax when I'm sick and, you know, continue the cough and continue whatever else and just tell myself, well, Allah will cure me, Allah will cure me? No. You start off with your home remedies, you go to the doctors, you have your medicine, whatever else. You go to the professionals, you may go to the hospitals. All of that does not negate the fact that Allah was the one who cured you, because He made all that available. He gave man the brain, He gave man the understanding, the capacity, the ability. And He expects you to do that. But still, the ultimate curer is Allah. How many have had simple diseases that have never been cured? And medicine has given up. But then Allah cures them miraculously later on. That goes to prove that we seek medication. But sometimes Allah might choose not to cure us through that medication. Perhaps another one. And perhaps something simple. Maybe a home remedy. Perhaps the black seed oil. And so on. May Allah Almighty grant us goodness, my brothers, my sisters. Here is Allah telling us, when you're ill, make dua, supplicate to me, ask me for cure, and I will make sure that the doctor's hands or the doctor's diagnosis or the medication that is prescribed or whatever else that happens is happening in the right direction. But don't be lazy. Don't sit back and say, oh Allah, you do it for me. That is wrong. There is a narration of the Prophet ﷺ where he explains that those who want to earn sustenance, they cannot just sit back at home and claim that Allah will send it here. They need to make an effort, even if that effort is from home, like what we see today online and so on. But you need to make that effort, and then you understand this is from Allah Almighty. So here, the Prophet Ibrahim, he says, Allah is the one who will cause my death and He will resurrect me again. وَالَّذِي يُمِيتُنِي ثُمَّ يُحْيِينِي. The one who is Rabbul Alameen, who is the Lord of the worlds, He is the one who will cause my death and He will resurrect me thereafter. He will bring me back to life. So you owe your life and death to Allah. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Say that my life, my death, my sacrifice, my prayer, all of that is for Allah, Lord of the worlds. Notice the same name of Allah is used, Rabbul Alameen. And here, Ibrahim alayhi salam is explaining who is Rabbul Alameen. So he says, He's the one who will cause my death, and He is the one who will resurrect me thereafter, bring me back to life after that death. And then he says, and He is the one whom I hope will forgive my sin on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. وَالَّذِي أَطْمَعُ أَن يَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيئَتِي يَوْمَ الدِّينِ. Amazing how Allah Almighty is the one who will forgive our sins. We have hope. Ibrahim alayhi salam says, He is the one whom I hope will forgive. I'm convinced the hope here for a prophet is conviction. He says, I am convinced that He will forgive my shortcomings on the day of judgment. The lesson is for us. We all have shortcomings. You must have hope in the mercy of Allah. You're a believer. You've prayed. You've done good deeds. You've read the Quran. You've remembered Allah. You've praised Him. You sought His forgiveness. You tried your best. Do you really think that the Lord of the worlds, the most kind, the most merciful, the most compassionate, is not going to have mercy on you? You need to have hope in the mercy of Allah. So on that day, The Day of Judgment, we all have hope that Allah Almighty will grant us from His forgiveness. Look at the beautiful lesson we've learned from what Allah has mentioned in Surah Al-Shu'ara about what Ibrahim alayhi salam told his folks. May Allah bless every single one of us, grant us from His mercy, meaning grant us the best of this world and the next. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our shortcomings on the Day of Judgment and grant us paradise. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَصَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ وَبَارَكَ عَلَى نَبِيْنَا مُحَمَّدٍ
كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ